Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Ivan. This is the second video I'm dedicating to him. I found a funny video which I put in the description by Tyler the Fiend, a very MGTOW friendly channel that I discovered relatively recently. In it he plays a video of a young woman discussing why dating and marriage sucks these days. She's upset because there's another woman out there that bought her own engagement ring, and all the men are calling her a queen for doing it. And now this woman is livid, and I know why. She's worried that this new trend will catch on and she's going to have to do the same to catch a man in the future. She's still too young to understand that men are not like women, trying to blend in with one another. Our reproductive and social strategies rely on trying to stick out from the rest of the male herd. The rejection of that woman being forced to buy her own ring is being felt by this other woman, and she's taking it personally, because the other woman is almost a physical extension of her. As for Taylor the Fiend, he's yet another new Manosphere channel that started off strong. In under 6 months, he was getting roughly 7.5, almost 8 million views a month. And then suddenly he started to decline and is now holding around 3 million a month. And I suspect that over the next year or two, those numbers are going to fade off into oblivion as well. Also, you don't see male content creators on YouTube complaining about feeling hurt about their censorship now, do you? But Taylor is right, men are no longer interested in marriage. And then maybe it's because of bad women and the bad marriage situation in general that we face. He says that a woman doesn't simply deserve marriage and commitment by default, implying that she has to earn it somehow. That woman buying her own ring is earning the right to gain the commitment from a man, and that she's signaling that it's an exchange instead of a one-way street of resources and attention from the male to the female. Maybe it's time for women to get on their knees and say, "Marry me, please." But even that's a bad idea because instead of getting a male slave for free, she's paying for her own ring, so that he'll marry her. It's her own money and she's spending it on herself, to get her very own slave. People used to complain about the horrors of slavery all the time. But don't you know male slavery to women because of love and reproduction is socially acceptable slavery? And women are complaining even though they break even for their own slave, even if they have to buy that ring. God forbid women have to pay for their own weddings next, after that. What's this world coming to? I've already covered a story about a woman trying to trick her husband into paying her student loans off, and he's threatening to divorce her if she takes the money from their joint bank account and pays those loans off. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to women crying because men won't pay them to be their slaves, Clown World Show. Tyler the Fiend says that there's a lot of girls out there that aren't worth marriage. You think? He's making a MGTOW case without using the acronym on his channel. He's red-pilling men and it proves that our ideas can't be stopped at this point. Even if his channel fades away in a year or two, other channels will show up sharing the same sorts of content over and over again. The woman he shares a clip of says that the most beautiful thing a guy can do is buy a woman a ring and tell her that he loves her. Of course it's beautiful. Beautiful for the woman, but it looks pretty ugly on the man. But I don't think that Tyler sees this woman as just a Borg with boobs that believes the men will collectively start to buy into the same behavior and belief system that it's going to spread, and suddenly we'll all buy into the social custom that women are the ones that are supposed to pay for their rings and weddings. This woman is panicking over nothing. There are plenty of men out there willing to get down on one knee and present her a ring. It's an irrational fear because she's too young and naive to realize that men are not like women, and that we don't copy everything from other guys. The video Tyler made is just another one of those showing women suffering. Those always seem to do well online, because guys want women to feel the pain that they have given us throughout the years. But we don't always understand why she's feeling that pain. When most women see other women giving ground to men, they think that they're all going to start acting the same way in the future. But what they don't understand is that being beautiful is not enough anymore. We all get old, and when we age, it reveals the person that we truly are. The only reason many of today's young women get attention is because they're beautiful on the outside, but ugly on the inside, and have nothing to show for their younger years. They don't try new things and just expect to be rescued by a man. Tyler is also playing politics by saying that there's all kinds of men out there that visit his channel. By doing that, he's trying to differentiate his channel from ones like mine, saying that it isn't only men going their own way. Ironically, all the while, he's making the case as to why men should go their own way from marriage, because marriage is really a contract between a man, a woman, and the state. And if anything goes wrong, the man is on the hook to pay for the used cooch and critters that came out of it. He also has other videos of young women putting men down, and that's the extent of their comments. It's like if I made a 5-second video on TikTok and said all women are evil bitches with no context and put it out. Suddenly I'd get thousands of likes, or would I? I'd probably get banned from that platform, but because it's a woman saying that sort of thing, it's often allowed. Remember guys, if you want to know who's in charge, then just find out who you can't criticize. That, of course, is women these days. But they can criticize us all they want and get away with it. If there really was some all-powerful patriarchy, don't you think that if men were in charge, they would shun women down from being able to say all kinds of mean and nasty things about us? Of course, the so-called patriarchy is just projection. So the men don't claim first that they're living in a matriarchal world where women are actually the ones calling the shots. Otherwise, why would you see a woman like the one in the Tyler video complaining that a woman has to pay for her own engagement ring? She's complaining about equality where women buy things for themselves. If they had real equality, it would seem like injustice to them. To women, injustice against men is also seen as being justice. If a man is treated poorly and taken advantage of, then it's his own fault for choosing the wrong woman. But if a man takes advantage of a woman, then he's also a monster. If a man goes his own way and doesn't let himself get taken advantage of by women, then you guessed it, once again, monster. A man is always bad unless he's doing good things for women. But at any moment, she can claim that he's a bad man, and he has no power to prove that he's good. When one side of the species can turn validation on and off depending on how well you serve them, you don't really have love, you have slavery. You might as well be a waiter in a restaurant. If you serve the clients well, then you get a good tip. If you don't, then no tip for you. And you basically get to see the tip of their spear when it comes to criticism. A man has to perform for a woman and do a good job every time. Tyler the Fiend shows a bunch of other women performing poorly on that video that I shared, and about 2/3 of the way through, I just couldn't watch it anymore. But it's a good red pill video for young guys that haven't seen the full extent of women's debauchery. Speaking of potential debauchery, it's been 10 days since I put out a request into Subscribestar to pay me. By the time I release this video, one of two things will have happened. I will have gotten paid and everything turned out well, or Subscribestar potentially caused me issues, and 1,000 other creators too because of the Russian situation. So I'll have to try and get as many people back onto Patreon or PayPal as I can, or possibly the new MGTOW.TV alternative, which I'll put a link to in the description if it's still available. Subscribestar makes a decent chunk of my monthly earnings now. I had to sell all my dividend stocks, which were paying me around $1,000 a month when the market started to slide. But I sold most of those when they were up around 40 or 50%. Stocks are kind of funny. You can get in any time you want, but when they start to drop, you can't leave. Well, technically you can, but I either dollar cost averaged on many of them, or pretty much just stick around in positions that are losers, because they're good companies that are growing with value, where you almost always get your money back. Plus, I think we're heading for a bout of deflation right now. The inflation trade is all played out, and can prices at the pumps and food stores go up all that much without crashing the economy? I don't think so. I think it's all part of the plan to stop or slow inflation by adding a little bit of asset price deflation into the mix. If people don't have as much money, then they won't feel as rich. Thus, they'll cut back on their spending, and that'll help with the supply chain issues. But it'll also cause a recession because one man's spending is another man's income. I think all this is going to backfire on the demo rats in the fall. They can crash the market and get prices under control by making everyone poor. But that also means that many of the swing voters are a lot less likely to vote for them, and that means it'll be a disaster in the midterm elections. But maybe that's the plan all along. To give power back to the Republicans, because it's all about that pendulum swinging one way and another from the House and the Senate. Plus, the poor people out there, if they can't afford food, many of them will start to vote for the other party because they're all fed up. I think this will also lead to the end of the Great Resignation, that the way to get many people back to work is by making them poor, or at the very least by sucking out all the value from their Dogecoin and Cardano, until they have to go out and make ends meet some other way. That's the way I think the demo rats will fight inflation by impoverishing many of us. If you were thinking of investing money in the market slowly by dollar cost averaging, maybe hold off for a while because of all this volatility. I've gone ahead and sold many of my winning positions before they become losing positions, so they have tons of ammo if things collapse. In 2008, I had a feeling that led me to panic sell before the collapse. In 2020, when I saw the price collapse in China during the early COVID days, I also panic sold too. Now I'm getting that same feeling. It's early March when I'm scripting this, so let's see if the third time is right as well. A quarter of my net worth is now in cash, waiting for things to correct. Or I use it to swing trade consumer staples index funds. As for women crying about there not being anyone out there to marry them, if the markets go down, then their prospects will get even worse. What can women do at this point? Their expectations in life keep rising, but the economy is about to take a dirt nap. That doesn't bode well for family formation and fertility rates. I'm glad even conservatives like Jordan Peterson see that as a problem, and they aren't going out and promoting the idea that men need to shape up and shag some slutty Sally there, bucko. I think it's going to become painfully clear for the white nationalists and cuckservatives that regardless of how much they want it to happen, birth rates globally are going to continue to fall. That means more women won't be getting their wedding ring and engagement ring paid for by men. And that also means more videos like this one where we get to hear them suffer all about it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ivan for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed your second topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that in the future, women will have to smash each other or the occasional incel because men will be smashing robots instead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that don't come here to learn about female nature, but are only here to hear about stories of women suffering away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.